Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials, plus $1 off your favorite appetizers, like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show, live here on Mix 93, and we just got done wrapping up Friday night's win over Laurentian. Let's talk about Saturday night's win. No scoring in the first two periods, Coach. It was certainly not for a lack of opportunities and good looks at the net, but again, ran into a real hot goaltender in Vienu, and he stood on his head for the first 40 minutes of play.
Oh, I thought he was excellent. I wasn't sure who they'd start in that. I thought after Valiquet put in such a great performance the first night, but they're using these games too to get some players in, and they made the goalie switch, and I thought Joel, how do you pronounce his last name, Dirk?
Vienu.
He played outstanding, and at times you can make a goalie look good, but I thought for the most part he was excellent. The way he played, the way he moved around in the net, good size, and very athletic. So it's good. It's good for us to have to work for our goals. You know, I mean, sometimes you want it just to come easy. But like I said, I talked to that former or another NCAA coach yesterday. He's saying, well, we got nothing out of it. You know, it just didn't. Scored 8 goals and or 10 or whatever they scored, and it was not very competitive. But we had to work. We had to earn our things here, and that's good. It's a good reminder how difficult it's going to be to score goals and how teams play defense, and we're going to have to play with, you know, going in the third period with no lead, tied, or maybe a little bit behind. So it was a good, I guess, lesson for us on Saturday, knowing how we're going to have to play in the third period.
Well, talking to Craig Duncanson, he said that those two goalies were fantastic, and he said Charlie Millen is their other goalie. He's really good too, and he wasn't going to be able to get him in. He was bummed out about that.
Well, yeah, he said he's got three, and just like we do, you know. Which if you're going to be strong in one position, if you had to pick one position that's going to be your strength, it would be in goal. And like I said earlier, from last year at this standpoint where we weren't quite sure, to this year where I really like our goalies, and that's the beauty of it. We got all three of our goalies in on Saturday night, and I thought, all three performed well, you know, showed us what they're capable of doing. And it's hard on those guys because they haven't played a lot of hockey. Mm-hmm. Matt Winches and Devin Carroll have not played a lot of hockey. So getting thrown in those situations and playing like they did, I was very happy with how they looked.
And even harder because they had Winches had to wait a period cold, and then Devin has to wait two periods after warm-ups. It's not easy.
No question. And that's why I say I really give it up to them. And, they're so professional. They're so good. And just going in and doing what they did. And I thought Matt had a lot of work there, had to make some key saves, and so Devin. I mean, so that's good in a way. We gave them some opportunities to have to make some saves, and they handled it very well.
And Devin's probably thinking, man, it's nothing going into the third.
Yeah.
I got to jump in here cold now against a goalie that's playing hot and been playing all game, but he did well.
Well, exactly, and he got a little bit more work than Matt, according to the stats. But
you're right, though. Matt made a couple registered, but a couple right. really big saves.
Yeah, and he looked good. He looked mm-hmm. comfortable in the net, and he made it look easy, and that's what you're looking for. So overall, like I said, I thought the weekend played out, couldn't play out any better than it was. For the most part, it looks like we came out healthy. I did got a call yesterday that one guy has a little thing that might keep him out on the weekend, so we'll have to wait and see. But overall, you know, we got some work on our special teams, both PK and PP. We played everyone. I thought everyone did a nice job. We got a good feel for where everybody's at this point. And we're going to have some tough decisions moving forward. On the road, you can only take 22 players, and currently we have 28. So we've got some real difficult decisions to have to make, unfortunately.
Well, let's look at a couple of the goals. We had 5 in the third period, a nice outburst of offense by Michigan Tech, and Michael Neville got it going at the 240 mark.
Here comes Gould back to the point. Chance for the Huskies from the point. Shot save rebound. Made there. Rebound.
There it is.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, a goal by Mike Neville. Puts it home. And the Huskies lead it 1-0 with 17:20 left to go in the period.
Mark Ock and Malcolm Gould get the assist on that. A big goal for the Huskies early on in the third period. Get that lead, and then things kind of opened up for us.
Well, yeah, you could tell your color guy was extremely excited there. Who do we have on color?
Well, Mr. Boomer Markham.
Yes, he was excited. He's a little bit.
You'll hear him again.
Here, yeah, he's a homer. I like that, you know. But, no, we needed that goal, and, you know, and we got it. How we're going to score a lot of goals this year. You know, we just got in the zone, had to work through some things down low. We got the puck from low to high, which a lot of teams will force you to do now. Most teams collapse 5 guys down by the net, make it very difficult. So your defensemen have to make sure we get shots through. We did. Mike Neville got free, found a rebound, and we had talked about that in our meeting. One of the things we didn't do very well on Friday night is after we moved the puck from low in the offensive zone to the defenseman in the offensive zone, we didn't get to the net. We sort of became spectators. And once you make that play from low to high, now you have to beat the guy who's trying to play a one-on-one. You got to get away from him somehow and get to the net. And Michael did that on that goal. And we did a lot of that in the third period. And it was a big goal. It got us going. And it gives you energy. It gets a building. I know the fans for 2 periods there were waiting to see something happen. And finally, Mike making something happen for us.
Mark Ock and Malcolm Gould get the assist. The second goal came at the 4:14 mark from Jake Jackson.
Mark Ock with a hard shot. Why did he score again? Shot from the point, came off the kick plate back out front, and Viedo could not find a way to get there. I think it's going to be Jackson getting the goal.
Well, Coach, we were talking just before that goal on how lively that kick plate is here at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena, and that was used to a T.
Well, a good face-off play. It's a play that we normally work on in practice, and it's designed to do a couple things, but a good one-time shot from Mark, even though he didn't get it on the net. Jake Jackson got to the net. Jake's a big, strong kid, so I know that's a goal they reviewed a little bit, but he stayed away from the goalie. I think he just got bumped in there late after the puck was already in. So good goal, good play, good face-off, and obviously the center iceman on that draw does not get credit. I think it was Dylan Stemmen. Does not
Correct.
Get credit for an assist or anything, but he wins the faceoff, which helps us, which leads to a goal.
Absolutely. Alex Batang with a boom of a shot at the 10:21 mark.
Gould taking his time very deliberately, brings it back up top. Now over for Batang. Huskies have Sturros in front. Chance for Batang.
Oh, what a shot.
He scores! Alex Batang, a little sigh of relief, it looks like. There's been a frustrating game for Batang, but he just fired that one past goaltender Viedo. 3-0 Michigan Tech.
Right off the post, too, you can hear the ting.
Oh, you can hear the ting. That's one of the most beautiful sounds in all the world, Derek, right
there.
Well,
as long as it's followed by a net.
Yes, which it goes in, yeah, but he ripped it. And, Alex had a tough night. You know, he didn't play Friday night, and, you know, he got into the game when it was a physical game, and it takes a little while to get going. But it was good to see him put that one in. Obviously, our power play needs some work, but it's nice to have him there on the power play. And, you know, he's got to be one of our best players this year, and he will be. But he's going to attract a lot of attention this year, so he's going to have to learn, you know, to play in situations where guys are trying to get him off your game. And that's we talked about that all the time last year. We're going to talk about it again this year. You know, when we're going to go play in other rinks, the coach is going to tell, hey, we got to get this guy off his game, whether it's to play physical with him or check him close or whatever. But you have to learn to be able to play through that and over that and stay in the game and continue to work hard. And because you're going to get your opportunities. And if you're so rattled that when you get one, you're not going to be ready for it.
This brought next.